There are two bits of schoolyard terminology that seem to me to be peculiarly, entirely Australian. The shelter shed, which I remember very fondly from primary school chants, and the demountable. Colin Bissett's going back to school to look at the place where the temporary meets the iconic.
The demountable classroom is perhaps one of the unsung heroes of Australia. Most of us have experienced one, and while we may dismiss them as generic and nothing different from those found the world over, the ones built by the New South Wales government in 1965 had a particularly robust nature. That means that there are still 6,000 of them in existence. The temporary classroom was designed as a response to a sudden population growth, the baby boomer years, fed by increased immigration, as well as a higher school leaving age and a broader curriculum. TAFE colleges and older schools needed more space for larger classes, and resources were short, hence the need for temporary buildings, intended to last 10 years or so. They were designed by the New South Wales Government Architecture Department and were simple steel-framed structures with two walls of opening windows and a flat or gently sloping roof. Solid walls were made from plywood and fibreboard, which gave them little resistance to extremes of temperature, and most were eventually fitted with air conditioning units slung onto the side. Louvred awnings also helped give shade from the sun. When the first demountables were rolled out, they were seen as exciting and innovative, the perfect solution to a problem. But as time passed, they became viewed as outdated and a symbol of a school unable to cope with its large numbers. But that frame was strong, bomb-proof, some professionals called it, and that meant it could be constantly upgraded and its life extended. This work is still carried out by prisoners at the Goulburn and Cessnock jails, which means that new and useful skills can be acquired in the process of giving schools a better product. And opinion is changing. Just as we now appreciate the reuse of shipping containers for everything from emergency shelters to luxury homes, so too does the bomb-proof, demountable classroom have all the ingredients for successful reinvention. Now made as thermally and acoustically efficient as any permanent structure, they've even been described by teachers as being a preferred place for teaching. Apart from cost, the question of their continuing use seems to therefore be one of snobbism, literally the low-class classroom. With a change of mind, it's possible that the demountable might yet prove to be the temporary building that lasted a century. And that's pretty heroic, really.
And as we head into summer, do spare a thought for anyone doing time in one of the older versions of that iconic hothouse. Colin Bissett there with his latest tour through the iconic buildings of the Australian landscape. And if you have a favourite iconic Australian building you'd like Colin to consider, do let us know. We love getting your correspondence, and you can email us on any or every story that takes your fancy.